Welcome, everyone. I'm Jenny G. Thanks for tuning in. Now, make sure you hit that subscribe button to get content with videos and so on my channel. I'm always very grateful for every single one of you. And for those of you who'd like to book a reading with me, soulworkwithjenny.com. So now let's talk about what's coming up this week. What can we expect with these current energies, right? Like, this is a week where you're going to be healing that wounded warrior within. That's right. We have Chiron energy, which is bringing things up to the surface for you to heal. We're also moving into the equinox season, depending where you are in the world. Whatever season it is for you, new beginnings as well. And we're moving into that Mercury retrograde season. Like, oh my goodness sakes. So you're going to get those pre-shadows of Mercury retrograde. Now, we have an explosive eclipse energy season coming with the new moon, Mercury retrograde in April. Like, oh my goodness. You'll have to watch that other video I did for April with the new moon, equinox, Mercury retrograde eclipse. It's very explosive. Like, there's going to be huge changes in April. So you'll have to watch that other video I did. So look it up, you guys. You will see it. So now this is a week, as I mentioned, where all of these battles within, all of our wounds, well, not all of them, because it would be really overwhelmed, right? But your soul picks certain areas in your life that they're like, you know what? You need a little bit more healing on this. We're going to be bringing things to the surface that, it could have been like from traumatic experiences. It could have been from like abandonment. It could have been from endings, deaths, certain experiences that you guys have been through. This energy is going to be coming up this week for you to work through. So this is why you're going to be working within that wounded warrior within and working through unresolved traumatic experiences. Whenever there's trauma in our lives, and it could have been 20 years ago, 30 years ago, last week, it stays stuck in your nervous system. Okay. And whenever there's unresolved trauma, you very well could be feeling worthless. You very well could be feeling, you know what? I don't know if I'm worthy. I don't know if I'm good enough for this relationship, for this job, or to make these, really positive changes in my mind. Because traumatic experience can leave you feeling stuck in the past. And it can be hard to create healthy relationships with others. So for those of you who struggle with relationships, there's many different reasons for that. You can always book a reading with me and I can help you through that process of how to get unstuck with that. So you're going to be getting triggered this week. And as you're getting triggered, of course, it's going to be bringing up these memories. And whenever you get triggered, it does give you that opportunity to heal those old wounds, because as you're healing and when you have healed, you're gaining your power back and you're going to be feeling, wow, I'm actually feeling that I could actually take these steps forward and really make these changes and really pay attention to what really needs to change. Because if you don't, this eclipse in April, the universe is going to step in and boom, 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 remove things from your life, remove people from your life. So really, really pay attention. I mean, certain circumstances take time to work through. Be really gentle on yourself. Show yourself some love and compassion. We all have things to deal with. We're all humans, for goodness sakes, right? So you have to be really gentle on yourself. You might be like, I really just need some space and time for me. I need to set some healthy boundaries. Like, even on St. Patty's Day, happy St. Patrick's Day, you guys, to the 17th of March. When I lived in Ireland, they celebrated it for a week. There's holidays and all kinds of fun festivities going on. How many of you guys celebrate St. Patrick's Day and from Ireland? Happy St. Paddy's Day to my dad, Father Bob, as we used to call him. For those of you who know and remember my dad, he was a little out there. He was a little knowing. I'm just saying. So happy St. Patrick's Day. Make sure you're wearing something green and celebrating. And you guys might even find, like, on the 16th and the 17th, you're going to be like, I don't want to celebrate. I just need time for me. Listen to what resonates for you, because you are working on these old wounds. Like, that warrior within is going to come out. So if you're really feeling that need to, I don't feel like celebrating St. Patrick's Day, I don't feel like going out, don't. You don't need to start defending yourself. You don't need to start saying no. And well, I mean, you don't need to start saying yes. Okay, let's go, let's go. You have to think about you. You really do. You really do. I'm just saying, because if you don't start taking your inner power back, things are going to get ugly in April. I'm just saying to you guys, right? You don't have to ask for permission. For goodness sakes, do what feels right for you in your own vibrational frequency. You can heal through this process. Healing's a process that takes time, right? I'm still healing from once upon a time ago, many issues myself from years ago, or we get brought little memories coming up from certain situations. My dog Bella passed away in February. I knew she was on borrowed time, but it's never easy. I'm still healing and processing that. And I literally can feel her every day and see her every day. And she sleeps beside me, and I can feel her walking up along my body. So I talk to her. It's not easy. It's still not easy, of course, right? So now you're also going to see people from your past coming back, because we're entering the pre-shadow on Mercury retrograde. It gives you that time to reset things. Maybe it's like, I had a falling out with this person, or we kind of left things unresolved with my friendship or relationship or business connection or whoever it is. This is your opportunity to really, have that chat with them. How's it going? How are you doing? Right? Let's sit down and have a chat. Let's get together or do something fun or whatever. We all process things in our own way. And then we are moving up to the full moon, but we're not going to talk about that right now as well. So the 18th and the 19th are that pre-shadow of Mercury retrograde, you guys, right? Like, the worst part of it, like, is electronical issues. You can find the internet slow. You can be like, wow, why is my phone acting up? Why is my computer acting up? Why is all of these things? It gives you that time to slow down and really go within, right? So, like, even on the 16th, you might find that your shoulders and arms and your hands are a little bit more sensitive, because as every day, as the energies and planetary alignments are either out there or in or all around you, it affects different parts in our body as well, right? So the 17th to the 19th, your stomach and your breast and your womb area and your ovaries might feel a little bit more sensitive. And these are the same in your animals too. Your animals are more sensitive, so they get affected by all of these cosmic energies, of course. We all do. So pay attention to that, right? The 20th to the 21st, your blood pressure, your heart, you have some heart palpitations. Of course, if you're worried, please go see your doctor. Of course, there's a lot of sudden heart attacks out there, blood clots, all of those things, as we've known for quite some time. We all know why, but we're not going to talk about it. So please just take extra caution within yourself. I'm just saying, right? So now, you're going to be finding that this week you could be a lot more creative as well. You could be like, I really want to start working on those projects again. Start writing it down. Really start writing it down. This is the new season with the equinox on the 20th and 21st. Where are you guys? Like, what season are you guys moving into? Like, here where I'm in Canada, we're moving into the spring, right? We still have snow. It's been, cold and such like that. Right. But I'm like, okay, spring, come on, let's go already. I'm not a snow person, right? I'm loving the ocean and the warm breeze. That's more where I'm at, right? And we're also in Aries season. So happy birthday to my fellow Aries out there. Ram, ram, ram. You're going to be able to move forward with determination. Let's make that happen. Let me know. Are you guys Aries? Let me know what's going on with you guys. I love talking to you. Right. So you're going to be also observing a lot more this week, too. You're going to be like, what's really going on here behind the scenes, as I call it. Like, I'm an observer myself. I see a lot and I don't say much. I just sit back. Okay. And that's it. That's just me. Right. So take space for you. Right. You're going to get these pre-signs with what's changing for you. We always get these pre-signs, as I call it, with different things that we know in our life that is out of alignment. If it's a relationship, if it's our body, if it's job, if it's, like take a look at what's not working, right? Like if I've already started ending certain things for myself, that's no longer working for me. And I'm like, no, that's just not working for me anymore. Or, I'm not really drawn into that anymore, because we change within. When you go with the rhythm and the flow of the universe, you will see how things are falling into place for you. This is a huge universal 8 year, and the year of the dragon. It's huge for manifesting things, right? Like, even really look back to March 2006, because you might see certain things are coming up this week for you as well, like certain similarities. Take a look at, if there's something major that happened. Was it surgery? Were you guys moving? Were you getting married? Were you, were you pregnant? Were you having a child? Like, something major, major, very well could come back up this week for you. Right? Just, and it's all about, okay, what did I learn from that lesson? Like, how did that help me move forward? Whenever we reflect back on, what did I learn from that experience? What was my soul trying to show me? What was my soul trying to teach me through that process? When you do that, reflect, you're going to make better decisions about what direction to go towards next. Do some research on things. Look into things that you're like, let me really take a look at this right now. Like, what's going on? What's not working? Because you're really going to start to come to terms with things this week. We have Mars that's entering Pisces as well. You might have seen some, like relationships, as I'm calling. It can be like, wow, maybe it's my time to, really get to know that person right now. It's better to start that now, because you don't want to start new relationships during Mercury retrograde, right? That's another video altogether. We'll talk about that more so in the next Cosmic Vibes video, right? So you're gonna start to see things coming together for you. You really are, and you're gonna find that, I just really need to start working on myself. Like, how many of you guys really, really take time out for you and do things you really enjoy doing, no matter what it is? Like, I know with myself what I like enjoy doing. I like painting. I like doing my photography. I like chanting. I like going for walks, like whatever it is. Like, some of you could be like, yeah, I really like sitting back, watching some movies, hanging out, or maybe going to the spa, or like whatever it is, right? Like, do what resonates for you. And whenever you start to have to defend yourself, who you are, why you're making these decisions, why it's not resonate, pause on that and really see who you're arguing with. Who are you arguing with? Pay attention to that, because your soul tribe will accept you unconditionally and be there for you. Pay attention to who celebrates you. Pay attention to whenever you've achieved something, who is like, wow, that's, way to go. Like, that's so awesome. You won an award. That's so awesome that you completed that task. Good for you. That whatever it is, really pay attention to that. Because the people that you're struggling with, when you let go of the wrong people, the right people appear. You'll see how things are flowing much better for you. And especially what you're working on, like right now this week, you are going to see those results coming in April, by the way. So this is why it's like, okay, I need to really start my healing process. I really need to start looking within and seeing what's really going on. Maybe I want to start this class. Maybe I want to start a workout routine. Maybe I'm going to actually send away my resume or my CV and apply for that job. Maybe it's time for me to start working on my projects that I've left behind. And even those projects that you were thinking of, you're going to start now seeing, I'm going to start writing down things that I really want to change this week and I want to utilize, because what you do on a day-to-day basis can really determine your future. Baby steps. You don't have to take huge, giant leaps forward. You got to go on your own flow. Like some people can go, 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 go. Some people are like, I'm just going to start this little procedure today, or I'm just going to start that. I'm just, go on your own flow. Nobody has the right to say, you know what, you have to do this, 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 and that. That's from their level of perception, not yours. If you're at a job that you're like, God, I just can't do this anymore, or I don't feel that I'm being treated with respect, or I'm just not getting promoted, or like whatever it is, you're going to see your worth this week, as I'm saying, because as you're healing and working through that wounded warrior within, you're going to get triggered, right? You are going to get triggered. Anything could trigger you at any given time. These are old wounds that really come back. So start writing down certain things, because when it's like, okay, this triggered me, like, again, I can't believe this. You put a scar tissue over that. And as you're healing through that, it's a process. It's a process, you guys. Be gentle on yourself and don't ever, ever, ever judge anybody for what they're going through and how they deal with it. Like some people might be like, I can't believe you're still, thinking about that. I can't believe you're still processing that death. I can't believe you haven't done this, this, or that. Let them go, push them aside. Are those your people? Really? Seriously? Be gentle on yourself. Go on your own rhythm and flow. However, keep in mind that what you don't change, if you aren't making certain changes, you're not going to see change with anything. So, this is why this week, self-love, you're going to be embracing and healing that wounded warrior within. When you run away from things, you're a runaway warrior, you're a runaway healer. We can run anywhere on our planet, it's the other side of the world. However, what you're battling with is going to follow you. We can try to forget about it, block it down. It's going to come up no matter where you are at any time. So this is why it's like, whatever we're working through, whatever we're trying to heal and work through and resolve, this is the time right now, right? It doesn't mean that all of everything is going to be done today or this week. No, of course not. There'll be certain things that, it's like making a vision board. You can put like big goals on it that you're not going to be able to do today. You can work towards that, where there's little goals that, you can work through. Those little goals, of course, we can get through a little quicker. However, if you want to work towards the major project or the major healing or whatever it is, that takes a little bit of time and you go with the flow with that. But you are entering the race to get to the finish line, right? So one step at a time, you guys, for goodness sakes. So now let's have a little chat with the spirit world, as I call it. Like, I'm a clairvoyant psychic medium, so I don't use cards at all. I read into your level of consciousness to see where you're at and give you my insights. However, I am going to pull a couple of cards here because this is collective to see what messages are coming through from the universe. So whenever we're using cards, make sure you clear your cards before you use them. Okay, now I've already cleared my decks here before I did this video, and I get pulled and drawn to certain decks that I'm feeling pulled towards. And I'm like, okay, whatever cards I'm pulling, it, and if it really resonates with you, there's your confirmations, by the way. So let's ask the spirit world, what is the cosmic message for this week for the 16th to the 23rd of March. Like, we're already like getting towards April. This is a very fast year as well, 2024, with Universal 8 year, by the way, you guys. So what's the message from our universal team, our angelic team, our guides, the cosmics? Now, isn't this interesting? Because the card that fell out is the gentle gardener. And it looks there's eggs on here, which, we're moving towards getting closer to Easter. However, eggs as they're breaking open is rebirth. There's new birth, which means new beginnings. Get inside in nature. Get yourself back grounded. You're not going to get grounded going into a busy environment like a nightclub or a mall where there's a lot of people and noises. You need to get outside and get in touch with Mother Nature, or you need to, spend some quiet time alone wherever you're at, and meditate. Some people, they just turn off, radios and televisions and anything noisy, and they just sit there and meditate, or they just sit there and, I would be like, okay, spirit, I'm open for new messages. I'm open to receive messages that are best for my highest self and highest purpose. Please show me the way. Please give me some signs that I'm on the right pathway, or where, that I need more help and guidance, or, please show me this. When you're open and asking for help from the universe, you will get signs. Like, we get signs like 222, 111, 333. Those are one of the easiest ways for our spirit team, as I call it, to show you that we're with you. We're giving you these confirmations that you are on the right path. Really pay attention to your thought forms, right? Each number represents a different vibrational frequency as well. But we get these signs. We really get these signs, right? So we just have to trust the process, and go with the flow of it. So now let's talk to the animal kingdom. Like, I'm also an animal communicator for those of you who know. And our animals are with us. Of course, I talk to your animals that have passed on and your animals that are also currently with you. Like, I get spirit animals. I just say spirit because I get messages 24/7 from the universe and all its species and energies and such. It's just easier for me to say spirit without going into details and details and details. I like to keep things simple without boring you guys. You're going getting things complicated. No. So let's ask our animal kingdom, what is the message from the 16th to the 23rd of March from our animal kingdom? Healing sanctuary, I'm hearing, by the way, for elephants. I know there's one in Thailand. I mean, there's different. So for those of you, by the way, I'm just getting a message from spirit who are thinking of going to a healing sanctuary where there's elephants especially, there's your confirmation that yes, you're on the right path. And by the way, do you know that with elephants, like when my wolfhound McTavish passed away, I had went to Hawaii to help me heal, and I went to the zoo and had a heart-to-heart talk with an elephant. I was so grateful for the message. And even with elephants, whenever their partners die, they have partners too. They can also die from a broken heart, by the way. Right? So this elephant, I was so devastated with the loss of my wolfhound. This elephant, he was way across on the other side. I actually did a blog about him on my website. He come over to me, like over to me from the other side, and like standing pretty much in front of me and communicating with me. And I'll never ever forget the message and what he said to me. I was very overwhelmed in gratitude and so many things. So just a little confirmation for you, by the way, like I'm saying, for those of you who are going to a sanctuary for elephants, you are on the right path. And if you get a message or something extraordinary happens, please let me know. I love chatting with you guys and what's going on. So let's talk to the animal kingdom. What is their message for us? The 16th to the 23rd of March. What's the message from our animal kingdom? From the 16th to the 23rd of March. Too many cards, fellow. What's the message? Too wow. Now, of all cards in this, the deck I have, it has all animals, by the way. Now, this card here, it's going to hit me. I'm not going to go on to details why, but when my wolfhound passed, by the way, a Sheltie came to me in spirit form and gave me a message. And it's quite extraordinary because even with Bella and McTavish, they're connected. I'm not going to talk about that, but the card that fell over is number 21, the Shetland sheepdog, by the way. Congratulations on successfully accomplishing what you set out to do. You've made it through the challenges and incorporated the lessons life offered you with grace and courage. Look at that. And even as we're entering into this equinox on the 20th and 21st this week, wow, represents new beginnings, new seasons. It's a very profound, high vibrational day. You're going to want to take time out for you. You're going to start maybe decluttering your home, getting ready for spring season or whatever season you're at, decluttering your home, making certain changes within, kind of have that. You can already feel, how many of you felt that there's something extraordinary coming? You very well have been feeling this for a little while, and you're like, what's coming? I can really feel changes coming. I can really feel something. It's because this equinox, you'll have to watch my video, you guys. Like, seriously, like, you'll have to watch it. I give a lot of details of what you expect and what very well could come up for you. I'm just saying. Right? Wow. So I love these cards. I love all my decks, mind you. I'm always grateful. Life's about being grateful for the littlest things. Even the littlest things for me, I'm very much grateful for. Right? So let's ask the universal forces beyond, what's the message from them from the 16th to the 23rd of March? Universal forces from the 16th to the 23rd. Universal message from the 16th to the 23rd. It's universal message for us. The 16th to the 24th. Wow. And what a card that comes out. Wow. Now I'm talking about this week being what? We're healing the wounded warrior within. This card that fell through or fell out says receive healing. Look at that. Receive healing. Be open. If you're going through a hard time, you can call upon your angels. Angels, please give me the strength and the courage to help me through this painful time. Or painful situation, they do hear you. They do hear you. But Jenny, I'm not feeling it. They are with you, believe me. The day I had to put Bella down, I canceled it because I was too emotional to drive by myself to take her. I couldn't do it. However, her condition really, really deteriorated after that. And I'm like, give me the strength and the courage, spirit. So I had to take her in a couple of days after. I had to, like, just please give me the strength and the courage to drive to get her to the vet. That was very, for those of you who know, who've ha ever had to put an animal down, what it's truly like. That was very painful. So, but anyways, we're not going to talk about that. So whatever you are healing, really embrace that. Really embrace that. Like, your traumas do affect your nervous system. So that's why sometimes automatically, whenever something triggers you, you automatically go into that nervous zone. You automatically start like hyperventilating, or gosh, I just, what's going on? What's going on? And traumas can really make you feel disconnected from within yourself and your body, mind, and spirit. It really can. Even doing like yoga to help with the spine, like, even, you can Google Google or yoga for the spine, because when you work on your spine, it can stay stuck in there. Our traumas can stay stuck within our body. So that's why it's really important to move your bodies around, to do workouts or go for a walk or whatever like that. If not, things stay stuck, you guys. So, I mean, ever since Bella, of course, working through that and healing, I've been a lot more active to help myself through that as well. So, what's the message from the universe for the 16th to the 23rd? It's a message. It's a message. 16th to the 23rd. A new world. No kidding. No kidding. The new world card came out. So we have seen, of course, how much the world has changed. There's more changes now than there has been in over 10,000 years, by the way, in our universe, in our planet, right? We can see how things are moving quickly. And April, of course, there's going to be a lot more exposure, a lot, changes of leaderships. Things are going to be coming out even more and more. I mean, this is continually happening. The people are taking their power back. Enough is enough. As we have seen. So, it's a new world, and it really depends how we see things. I mean, like, whenever you want to do something, somebody could put the fear of God into you. Why are you doing that? Why are you going there? Oh my God, that's their fear and how they see things. You have to go with what makes you feel good. Like, I'm somebody that takes risks. I walk into the unknown. It's just who I am. And I'm like, okay, does this feel right for me to go there or to move into that direction or to make these changes or like end this, whatever it is? Really listen to your intuition. And when you're feeling overwhelmed, don't make any decisions. It's like whenever you make a decision and you feel peace within, you've made the right decision. Right? Like even with my dog, did I want to do that? No, there's a lot of like, oh my God, the emotions are high. But of course, as I saw her deteriorating so quickly with seizures and all of her other medical issues that were going on, it's very overwhelming, right? I knew the only thing that's bringing me peace is she's no longer suffering. That's it. So it was peace in my mind that I had to do that. So long story, but so let me know what's going on with you guys. Like my video, it really helps my channel. Make some comments. Let me know what's going on with you guys. How are you feeling? What's coming up for you? Who's all celebrating St. Patty's Day? Right? I mean, I don't celebrate St. Patty's Day. I never have, right? I think I did maybe once, right? It gives people the opportunity to go out and get hammered. You want to have a couple of drinks, go for it. Enjoy your day. Do what feels right for you, not because you're feeling pressured, because like I'm saying, because this is a week to start healing that wounded warrior within, you might find that this week you're going to be like, I need to take time out for me. And don't defend yourself. Well, why can't you do this? Why don't you come here? Why don't enough of that? Enough of that. If people can't respect, then you know what? I just need some space and time for me myself. If they can't understand that, are they your people? It's like, you know what? Not this, not today, not this week, but you know what? Let's see how things go next week. Maybe I can meet up for you and we can get together and do something or whatever. Go on your own flow. Go on your own rhythm and flow, you guys. That's so very important. And if you do want to book a reading, soulworkwithjenny.com, reach out to me and we'll have a chat. Okay. So wishing you guys and week, be gentle on yourself. Start writing down different things that you're triggered from as well. Okay.